Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 8, The Multifarious Wisdom of God, Saturday, Related Verses, Hebrews 11:10, For he eagerly waited for the city which has the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Revelation 21:2, And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Hebrews 11:13 and 16. All these died in faith, not receiving the promises, but seeing them from afar and joyfully greeting them and confessing that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. But as it is, they long after a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 12:22, But you have come forward to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the universal gathering. Hebrews 13:14, For we do not have here a remaining city, but we seek after the one to come. Revelation 3:12, He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from God, and my new name. Revelation 21:3. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Galatians 4:26. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is our mother. Galatians 4:31. So then, brothers, we are not children of the maidservant, but of the free woman. Suggested reading. The New Jerusalem is designed and constructed by God. Speaking of Abraham, Hebrews 11:10 says, He eagerly waited for the city which has the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. The Greek word for architect in this verse can also be translated either builder or artificer. This indicates that God is a skillful designer and a top craftsman. As such an architect and builder, God certainly has not designed and built a physical city. Ephesians 2:10 reveals that the church is God's masterpiece. The Greek word for masterpiece, poema, means something which has been written or composed as a poem. Poetry expresses the writer's wisdom. Through the church as a poem written by him, God makes known his multifarious wisdom. The New Jerusalem, as the ultimate consummation of the church, will be full of wisdom. God designed the New Jerusalem with his wisdom, and this city will display his wisdom for eternity. To say that the New Jerusalem is a physical city depreciates God's wisdom and belittles him as the eternal wise architect. If we realize that the New Jerusalem is a sign which signifies spiritual and divine things, we shall begin to see the wisdom of God in this city. God is a wise designer and craftsman who designed such a city to be a full manifestation of his multifarious wisdom. Furthermore, in his wisdom, God constructs the New Jerusalem by dispensing himself as the architect and builder into our being. God's design is revealed in the book of Ephesians. In chapters 1 and 3, Paul speaks of God's economy, which is God's plan with a design. Surely God has not designed a material city, and he has no intention of building a material city. God has designed and built a spiritual entity for his corporate expression. The city of the living God was seen from afar, longed after, and waited for by the Old Testament saints. Abraham sojourned in the land of promise as a pilgrim, even as an exile and an expatriate. Longing after a better country, a heavenly one, Isaac and Jacob followed him in the same steps. living on earth as strangers and sojourners and waiting for the God-built city of foundations. In eternity past, the triune God made a plan, and throughout the centuries, he has been carrying out his economy. The Son came through incarnation, lived on earth for 33 and a half years, died on the cross, was resurrected, and then ascended. Since his ascension, the Spirit has been working out many wonderful things. Surely, as the conclusion of all this, God will not build a material city for his redeemed people to live in. The New Jerusalem is a city, but it is not a physical material city. Hebrews 11:10 indicates that God is the architect and the builder of the New Jerusalem. This is the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem above, the holy city, New Jerusalem, which God has prepared for his people, and the tabernacle of God in which God will dwell with men for eternity. As the patriarchs waited for this city, so we also seek it. Consider the New Jerusalem as it is revealed in the New Testament. Who other than God is capable of designing such a city? Only God, as the supreme architect, is able to design it. The New Jerusalem was designed by the eternal divine architect.